This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoisted Dharma Dhwaj on spire of Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple at Ayodhya in Uttar Pradesh today. This marks the completion of the temple's construction and ushering in a new chapter of cultural celebration and national unity. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the flag represents the renaissance of Indian civilization and stands as a testament that truth ultimately triumphs over falsehood. Mr. Modi said Ram does not discriminate and the government is also moving forward with the same spirit. He said the nation should be proud of its culture and leave the mindset of slavery. The Prime Minister asserted that democracy is in the DNA of this country.
भारत लोकतंत्र की जननी है. लोकतंत्र हमारे डीएनए में है. तमिलनाडु के उत्तरी हिस्से में उत्तीर मेरूर गांव है. वहां हजारों वर्ष पहले का एक शिलालेख है. उसमें बताया गया है कि उस कालखंड में भी कैसे लोकतांत्रिक तरीके से शासन व्यवस्था चलती थी, लोग कैसे सरकार चुनते थे. लेकिन हमारे यहां तो गुलामी की मानसिकता के कारण इस भारत की कितनी ही पीढ़ियों को इस जानकारी से भी वंचित रखा गया.
The 350th Shahidi Divas of the 9th Guru of Sikhs, Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, is being observed today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji on the occasion. Mr. Modi will visit Kurukshetra this evening to participate in a special program commemorating the 350th Shahidi Divas. During the program, the Prime Minister will release a special coin and commemorative stamp marking the 350th Shahidi Divas of revered Guru. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan launched the fourth edition of Nayi Chetna, Pehel Badlav Ki, a nationwide campaign on gender equality and women empowerment in New Delhi today. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Chauhan highlighted that economic empowerment of women is crucial and said that a nation that lifts its daughters rises above its challenges. Union Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi also attended the event. Talking about the recently implemented labour code reforms, the minister underlined that the new reforms are a historic step in granting women equal pay for equal work, safer workspaces and secure opportunities even in night shifts. The implementation of the new labour codes will significantly boost the economy and reduce unemployment rate in the country. According to a report by the State Bank of India, SBI, the new labour codes, which came into effect on 21st of this month, could reduce unemployment by up to 1.3%, which would translate into additional employment generation of 77 lakh. President Draupadi Murmu today said that the collection of revenue is critical for nation building. Addressing the officer trainees of Indian Revenue Service of the 76th batch in New Delhi, the president underlined that the tax collection should be a smooth process with minimum discomfort to the taxpayer. The Department of Telecommunications today said that its digital safety initiative, Sanchar Sathi, has recovered over 50,000 lost and stolen mobile handsets across the country in October this year. The Department of Telecommunications also urged citizens to download the Sanchar Sathi app to not only report and block their lost or stolen mobile devices, but also to cross-check the genuineness of new or old devices that they intend to purchase. In Afghanistan, 10 civilians, including 9 children, were killed after Pakistani forces struck a residential area in Khost province. Spokesperson in the Afghan government said the attack took place shortly after midnight and targeted the home of a local resident, reigniting concerns about escalating hostilities across the border. At the 56th International Film Festival of India in Goa, Russian movie Transparent Lands was premiered in Cinema of the World section today. The film received a warm response from the audience during its screening at IFFI. Chasing a target of 549 runs set by South Africa, India were 27 for 2 in their second innings at stumps on day 4 of the second and final cricket test match in Guwahati. Earlier, South Africa declared their second innings after scoring 260 for 5 wickets. Indian team was bundled out for 201 runs in its first innings on day 3 yesterday. South Africa had scored 489 in their first innings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.